WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. There's a major commuter problem in Maryland this morning on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Jamie, what's the latest?
Well, southbound Baltimore-Washington Parkway remains shut down. Southbound, the closure point and detour is at 198. Northbound, your lanes are open. And what you need to know and what to get around and your delays, I'll have more coming up in traffic.
Now, police say the overnight incident that started on the BW Parkway started with an armed robbery at a diner near Laurel. A few minutes after that, U.S. Park Police got a call about a reckless driver on the parkway who had crashed his car into several others. Sergeant Anna Rose is with Park Police.
In total, there were seven cars that were not drivable on the parkway. So what I understood is seven vehicles were crashed into by the suspect that we're looking for. And from that, there were multiple minor injuries.
After the crashes, the suspect then stole a car and continued his getaway. They found the car now in Northeast D.C., but he remains at large this hour. Higher-ups at the Donald Trump campaign were not happy to find out that Virginia Trump Chairman Corey Stewart was organizing a protest outside RNC headquarters yesterday, so he's been fired.
Virginia campaign co-chairman John Frederick says they don't want to further alienate anyone.
He felt that his decision was not in the best interest of the Trump campaign, and maybe in the best interest of his gubernatorial aspirations. And that was a decision that he had to make. We made ours.
Stewart, chairman of the Prince William County Board of Supervisors, is also running for governor next year. UVA political scientist Jeffrey Skelly says he was already on the ropes there.
Because the party decided in a very close vote to go to a primary instead of a convention system.
He says primaries tend to favor more establishment types. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The D.C. Council is set to vote today to call on Metro to resume weekend late night service. Councilmember Jack Evans is also chairman of the Metro Board.
I'll be introducing you, yes. It's called a sense of the council resolution that expresses the council's support, and hopefully it'll be unanimous support for Metro to maintain the late night hours.
Metro General Manager Paul Wiedefeld has asked for midnight closures 7 days a week to open up more time for maintenance. As the school population in Montgomery County continues to grow, the school's board is trying to figure out where to put all those kids. The board got a reality check from James Song, the school system's director of facilities management.
It takes more than 5 to 6 years to build a high school. And elementary school, you know, the soonest you can build is 4 years. So is that growth that we're constantly having challenged with meeting up with our capacity needs.
The biggest increase in the student population in Montgomery County has been at the elementary school level, and that is expected to continue. A Supreme Court justice is weighing in on the national anthem protests by athletes.
I think it's really dumb of them. Would I arrest them for doing it? No. I think it's dumb and disrespectful.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg telling Yahoo News she compares it to another act.
I would have the same answer if you asked me about flag burning. I said, I think it's a terrible thing to do, but I wouldn't lock a person up.
San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick and other athletes have received national attention for refusing to stand for the Star Spangled Banner this year. Kaepernick cited racial injustice and police brutality among the reasons. Joe Ramsey, WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,329, the NASDAQ at 5329. Sports, the Nats can finish off the Dodgers this afternoon after taking a 2-1 series lead in the National League Division Series. The Giants stay alive with a Game 3 win over the Cubs. Cleveland completes the sweep of the Red Sox to advance to the ALCS. Monday Night Football, Tampa Bay beats Carolina. NBA preseason, the Wizards lose. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Depend on WMAL for the latest on traffic.
Roundabout where you're going to find delays, but we'll get you around.
Each morning, Jamie Witten gives you everything you need to know. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives.
That'll get you around the problem.
Mornings on WMAL.
Thank you, WMAL listeners. We've always known you were the best, but who would believe over 500 of you donated your cars to Cars for Kids this year? It's not actually so surprising when you consider how easy it is to donate your car and how great a feeling you get, too. Cars for Kids makes the process incredibly simple and convenient with free pickup of your vehicle in any condition, plus no hassles or paperwork for you. Call Cars for Kids today and have a pickup date scheduled by tomorrow. Just call the number, yes, you know the one, 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, or visit their website at carsforkids.com. That's Cars with a K. It only takes a couple of minutes, but the impact lasts forever. Whether you're looking to get rid of a car, a truck, boat, or any kind of real estate, Cars for Kids will take care of you. Call now to see how easy it is to make a difference in your community. Remember, that's Cars with a K at carsforkids.com.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Metro 29 Diners open daily from 6 a.m. till midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
705 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Closure remains in place. The Baltimore-Washington Parkway southbound lanes detoured at 198. That's as far as you can get through Laurel because of the multi-car crash, investigation, and cleanup. What you need to know to work around? Think about this in advance. Your options, your alternates. Route 1, maybe I-95, 29 as you come out of Columbia through Burtonsville. Those all run parallel to the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, again, which is closed southbound. Northbound Baltimore-Washington Parkway, north of 197. Your travel lanes are open. It's extremely slow because you can see all the activity, so rubbernecking causing those backups. Here we go around the Beltway, 95, and around to College Park, out of College Park and into Silver Spring. Stop and go, but nothing reported along the way. 270, we have a long lineup as you push south past 109 and most of the way now through Germantown down to the lane divide. 66, we still have an incident on the shoulder eastbound as you pass 50, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, and that's distracting us. Slow through that stretch even though we have our travel lanes open. And now from Garage Door Repair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Warming temperatures on the backside of high pressure. A few clouds, a clear sky this morning, this afternoon. Sun with some high clouds, 67 degrees. Tonight, partial clouds down near 52. Suburbs down into the 40s. On Wednesday, plenty of sunshine, 69. Mid-70s, more sunshine on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 40 in Springfield, 37 in Kensington, 46 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. Samsung stock value plummets for the latest Note 7 fire news. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 707 right here on WMAL, which is where Washington comes to talk, by the way. We got a whole lot for you in the next 2 hours, so stay with us at 735. Michael Durso, he's the Montgomery County School Board President. We'll ask him why he defied Governor Hogan's order to start school after Labor Day. 745, excuse me, Corey Stewart, who just got canned by the Trump campaign for the Virginia organization. We'll find out why, and he'll tell us his story. And at 835, Larry Kudlow. I'm Larry O'Connor. A little tongue-tied next to Brian Wilson.
Well, it's because we're in the presence of greatness. That's what it is. It's always a good day, mornings on the Mall, when we get the pleasure of having James Rosen in the studio. James, good morning to you.
Great to be back. Thank you, gentlemen.
James has come up with, call yourself the curator, the editor of a new book, which is doing quite well on the New York Times bestseller list. I mean...
So it's called A Torch Kept Lit.
Right.
Great Lives of the 20th Century. It's out now from Crown. You can get it on Amazon, or you can go to atorchkeptlit.com.
Okay.
I am the editor, the author. I tell people it's my best book, assuredly, ever, because it was actually written by the late William F. Buckley Jr., the conservative icon.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah. You know, it really is. It's a wonderful book, and I've had a chance to read some of it. Here's what... Christopher Buckley said, and this is really high praise, this collection of obituaries and eulogies that his father wrote over the course of his extraordinary career, admirably curated and eloquently introduced by James Rosen, may well establish William F. Buckley as the modern master of this literary form. I've read every one of my father's 60-odd books. I do not exaggerate to propose that this may prove to be William F. Buckley's finest book ever.
Wow. Yes,
James, that's really high praise.
It is indeed, and you're kind to have me on to discuss it. This is a collection of 50 eulogies that Bill Buckley, who knew everybody and skewered everybody and tangled with everybody, wrote or delivered across his extraordinary career. We have a section for presidents of the United States. We have a section for arts and letters. I like to say that A Torch Kept Lit is the only place in the world where Milton Friedman rubs elbows directly alongside Jerry Garcia of the Grateful Dead.
Yeah.
There were eulogies for John Lennon, Elvis Presley, yeah. Princess Di, Johnny Carson, Martin Luther King, all the great presidents of the 20th century. It's a fascinating collection, and if there's someone in your family who loves history, politics, art, music, sailing, all the things that William F. Buckley loved, this is a book for them.
Well, and what I love about the book, James, is that the selections that you have presented here, you know, but you call yourself, you just say you're a curator, or you're just, you did work on this because you had to go through all of these eulogies and obits. And the ones that you selected are such a great shot into the past 40 years of American culture and politics, but also reveals so much about William F. Buckley. Yes. That's the part that's really cool. It's not just about who he's writing about, but the way he expresses his view of them. How much thought did you put into that?
Oh, well, you know, I've been a fan of Bill Buckley for many years, and in fact, worked with him, and he gave me my start in journalism. But, you know, one of the recurring themes in A Torch Kept Lit is friendship. Bill Buckley cultivated friendships over 60 years' time, in some cases. And in fact, the very last eulogy in here is for his longest standing and best friend, someone he knew for 60 years, Van Galbraith. And I dare say that those who give this book as a gift will, for whatever occasion, find themselves deepening their own friendships with the recipients.
So you knew William F. Buckley, and as you say, he gave you your start. And as you go through all of this material, were there surprises for you, even though you knew him fairly well?
So, of course, William F. Buckley is principally known as the founder of National Review, the host of Firing Line, and, of course, being a best-selling spy novelist, but he really was the godfather of modern American conservatism. When Time magazine put him on its cover in 1967 under a caricature of Bill Buckley, it said, William F. Buckley, Jr., conservatism can be fun. Ronald Reagan says that National Review was what made him a conservative, and he called Buckley the most profoundly influential intellectual and journalist of our times. In terms of surprises, the eulogy for Winston Churchill, who is a revered figure among conservatives, is a bit unsparing. He celebrates Churchill's accomplishments, Buckley does, up through the victory in World War II, but then faults Churchill for continuing to serve in office in the Cold War when he didn't have the stamina to prosecute it right fully, and thereby enabled one-third of the world to live under the Iron Curtain.
Interesting. Mm. And let me ask you, it's a tough situation. I think Rich Lowry, the current editor-in-chief of National Review, is in a tough situation.
And a good friend.
And a good guy. And you worked with William F. Buckley, as you just revealed, and you've known him. And I, to a lesser degree, I feel like I'm stuck in this similar situation with Andrew Breitbart. I worked with him. I was a friend of his. Everyone wants to know, in this election cycle, what would Andrew Breitbart really think of this? What would William F. Buckley really think about this? Of course, Lowry took National Review and took a very bold stand and said, never Trump, not going to happen. Based on your insight, and I'm sorry for putting you on the spot.
That's all right. Yeah, I actually put myself on, with the aid of a publicist, I put myself on this spot.
What do you think? Where would William F. Buckley go in the 2016 presidential election?
Of course, we can't know for sure. William Sapphire, the former Nixon White House speechwriter who became a Pulitzer Prize-winning columnist for the New York Times after Nixon died, used to once a year publish a column in which he would convert in quotes with the ghost of Dick Nixon about current events and personalities.
That's right, I forgot.
And they
about
made
that
for marvelously entertaining reading, but they were specious in terms of historical value.
Right.
We do know that William F. Buckley wrote
specious.
Specious. Yes, that's the word of the day.
Thank you.
I want you to quiz
Today's
Corey Stewart.
Word is specious.
Ding.
Bill Buckley did write about Donald Trump once in 2000, and he said, in essence, beware the narcissist. But Buckley had a credo that he tried to observe throughout his career, which is always to urge the election of what he called the most rightward viable candidate. And it's not can't be clear to us that if confronted with a choice, a binary choice of Trump and Hillary Clinton, that Bill Buckley would have continued to urge us to beware the narcissist.
Mm. He had a wicked sense of humor.
Yes.
And does that come through in some of these writings? And by the way, speaking of wicked sense of humor, so do you, and you do a very good impression, by the way.
Well, let's just tie this all into one, shall we?
That's where I was going for.
I'm here for you, babe.
Okay.
Do you need a cigarette to do the Buckley impersonation?
Yes, and perhaps a brandy snifter. My favorite Buckley line, first of all, was when in the Cold War, when Buckley was at the height of his influence, people would engage in moral equivalence. They would suggest that the KGB and the CIA are really the same guys. They just wear different trench coats. Buckley would say, men who push old ladies into the way of an onrushing bus, and men who push old ladies out of the way
of an onrushing bus, it seems to me, ought not to be grouped together as men who go around pushing old ladies around.
So now this is the sad thing about doing radio is that you couldn't see the
tongue.
The tongue darting the way Buckley would, the eyebrow lift.
The slouch.
Yeah, he was so good at all of that.
Yeah, that's
he
right.
was great.
We've got more with James Rosen. I want to talk to you about, you know, you're a big fan and you love talking about pop culture. I think given the choice, you would prefer to talk about pop culture than American
Probably.
Politics once in a while.
As would Buckley, I think.
Well, that's my point. I got the sense there. And why is that so important that somebody has a well-rounded view of not just what goes on here in the Beltway, but what's going on our televisions, on our movie screens, and on our radios, music-wise, of course.
Of course, it conduces toward humanity.
There's that. Yeah. Hold your answer. We're going to delve into that and much more with the inimitable James Rosen. It is 7:15. Now WMAL. See, I said I got inimitable out,
yeah,
and now I can't get 7:15 out.
Specious.
WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the Fives. He raises the bar when he's here.
Does,
yeah,
right.
Rising
Our
tide.
Our vocabulary goes up 1,000.
Jamie percent. Witten, all eyes on you now. Right. Get specious into your report from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
I love it. Thank you. And I love it that we now have the Baltimore-Washington Parkway has just reopened. Southbound Baltimore-Washington Parkway. This has been closed since before 1 this morning with a multi-car crash and investigation, but now you can get through. So if you're coming out of Jessup, say passing 175 and Route 32 up ahead, no longer detoured at 198. So really good news. Northbound side, that's been open the entire time, but rubbernecking to get by the activity. On southbound 95, obviously that was one of our alternates. You're going to pick up the extra volume, which was expected past 32 and 216 down toward the ICC. 29 as you head south of 216 toward the Patuxent. That has a bit of volume. And in 2, Burtonsville as well. Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue, Dower House Road on the shoulder. Metro Rail, in addition to SafeTrack Surge number 9 this morning, Green Line trains are single tracking between Greenbelt and College Park due to unscheduled track repair. So expect delays on the Green Line as well. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not a bad day today. In fact, a beautiful autumn day in the nation's capital. Sunny to partly cloudy with a high of 67. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, low of 52. Tomorrow, going to be even nicer than today. Just a few passing clouds, mostly sunny, though, with a high of 69. Right now, still kind of chilly, 48 degrees at 7:17.
It's, 7:17, our special guest today in studio, the one, the only, James Rosen of Fox News, who has written a new book, or he's actually curated a book, that is The Writings of William F. Buckley, The Great Lives. It's called A Torch Kept Lit, Great Lives of the 20th Century, and James is with us here now to talk about it. I love the fact that you really delve into some of his writings about pop culture, and you make the point that pop culture, you can't just be all about politics if you're going to be a well-rounded individual. You have to engage in pop culture. And he writes about the passing of Elvis Presley, Jerry Garcia, John Lennon.
Yeah, and, you know, George Will has a blurb on the back of the book, too, in which he says that Buckley understood that, in essence, he said, the purposeful life will be both serious and fun. Now, the greatest reversal in Bill Buckley's entire career as a polemicist and a controversialist and as an ideologue, as a conservative champion, the greatest reversal in his whole career came in 1968 in an article entitled How I Came to Rock. And this is referenced in his eulogy for John Lennon, because in 1964, when the Beatles came to America, Buckley called them not just awful, but god-awful. And he said that they will go down in the history of music the way the anti-popes go down in the history of the Catholic religion.
Oh, man.
And he received five times as many letters, angry letters, for that column in 1964 as anything else he ever wrote. And in 1968, he said, there is simply an exuberance there on the part of the Beatles that is unmatched. It is irresistible.
Oh, wow.
He did come around. Right.
What is it about great minds and great writers that lend their talents to writing obituaries? I think of Mark Steyn as well. Mark Steyn, of course, was so good at writing obituaries back, I think it was for The Atlantic, if I remember right. It does take a special talent, doesn't it?
It does. You're trying to conjure someone's personality. Mm-hmm. You're also trying to pay tribute to them and, in a sense, smooth their passage, but also derive the lessons from those lives. In the case of William F. Buckley and these these eulogies in a torch kept lit. Buckley himself, we must not forget, was a best-selling spy novelist, and he uses his novelistic skills to conjure these people directly. It's almost like you're sitting in the room with Ronald Reagan or Johnny Carson, or for the high-minded among us, Vladimir Nabokov, who he had lunch with once a year. Buckley knew these people personally. He's drawing on his own experiences with them, and often his personal private correspondence with them. It's really a glimpse into the great lives of the 20th century.
We had, talking about what's going on in the political world right now, we had Bob Schieffer's comment on here that he thought the debate was disgraceful. And I wonder what William F. Buckley would say about the debate we have just witnessed.
Buckley, in his own time, and this is clear from his eulogy of Richard Nixon in this book, recoiled from the profanity that he heard expressed in private that just happened to get released. I guess that's true, really, of this audio with Donald Trump as well. But I think Buckley would be saddened by the general cheapness and coarseness of the political discourse today.
Well, that's across the board. I mean, that's not specific to this campaign.
Although, of course, Mr. Trump has been the more frequent resorter to profanity on the stump, I would imagine.
Yeah.
I don't think Hillary Clinton has cursed at all on the stump. I think he would be saddened by how toxic things are.
Mm-hmm. James Rosen is our guest. Of course, he's the Fox News Channel Chief Washington correspondent out of the D.C. bureau here, and given that role, and we love talking about your book, but we've got you here.
The
and
nerve of you!
I would love to get you to comment on the latest revelations here about you. You've been covering, of course, the Benghazi story as well as the email story from Hillary Clinton, and the latest revelations about how the FBI handled this investigation, especially with the preemptive immunity given to key figures in this scandal. What's going on with the FBI? You've watched this agency over the last several. What is it? 50 years now you've been covering Washington, D.C. politics?
You're so kind. Yeah. Well, look, there was also the agreement by the FBI, apparently, to destroy some evidence belonged to
the Usually you don't think of the FBI as being in the business of destroying evidence.
Yeah. You know, I happen to know that Paula Broadwell, the woman who was involved with General Petraeus and who has been cleared of crimes in two states, is still, lo these many years later, struggling to get back from the authorities her personal computers that have baby photos and things like that. And here you have the FBI agreeing to destroy the computers of some of the Clinton campaign folks, or the Clinton State Department folks, I should say. I think that James Comey overthought the whole thing, honestly, and I think I think that he wound up bringing upon the institution the very opprobrium, to use a Bill Buckley word.
Wow, another word. Yeah.
That he was seeking to shield it from.
When you say overthought, you mean he was concerned about the political fallout one way or the other?
I think that he recognized that due to the actions of Attorney General Lynch and just the whole set of circumstances, the pachinko machine was going to spit out the ball in such a way that he, as FBI director, was essentially going to have a very large role in potentially deciding this election. And he shrank from that reality. And I think that Antonin Scalia, for example, saw things shaping up very much the same way in 2000 with the Bush v. Gore decision, where essentially the Supreme Court was going to decide who won Florida and therefore who won the election. And Scalia and his colleagues did not shrink from that reality. And so Mr. Comey chose, in essence, an untenable middle course, which was publicly to impeach Hillary Clinton in lieu of indicting her.
Yeah, you know, speaking of which, I mean, so little has been said about that meeting on the tarmac between Clinton and the Attorney General.
And so that was raised
It was raised, but we haven't really talked about it a great deal. How did that impact the final decision by the FBI, in your estimation?
Well, it served to place the final decision in the hands of the FBI, because Loretta Lynch, the Attorney General, after having to acknowledge that she had met privately with former President Clinton for a half hour or so on an airplane in the days before a ruling was due in this case, was then forced publicly to announce that she was simply going to accept whatever decision came from the Department of Justice and the FBI.
Mm. James Rosen, we're almost done, but I got to ask you also, everybody knows, if they don't, I'll tell them, you're a huge Beatles nut. I mean, ridiculous, probably.
Thank you very much.
I would say you're the foremost American aficionado of the Beatles, an expert on the Beatles.
That is,
I know,
overly kind.
You've been working for a book for a while. What did you make of the Ron Howard documentary the Beatles concert years?
You're kind to bring it up.
Incredible, wasn't it?
So I had to literally fight my way out of the house to get to the Avalon Theater to go see it on a recent Sunday morning.
Oh, and you didn't watch it on Hulu. You saw
Fact, I learned, arriving about 90 seconds before the thing began, that if you saw it in the theater, you got 30 minutes of extra material.
I didn't know that.
That you will not get on Hulu, which was a restored version of the Shea Stadium concert from 1965.
Wow.
No one left. They all stayed for it. I would tell you that, with appropriate shame, that I sat in that theater. It was almost deserted, which was fine by me. And I cried for two straight hours. Wow. I mean, I just uncontrollably wept, just like the screaming girls in the movie. It was so brilliantly done. It so captured it all. I'm eventually going to inflict it on my sons so that they understand why there are still people like me. I am deeply grateful to Ron Howard for doing it.
Yeah, I thought it was a really wonderful piece of work.
I have one quibble.
What?
The name Pete Best was not spoken once in the movie. And the man's alive.
Right.
And
you're
called 8 Days a Week, the Beatles, the touring years. The man toured with the Beatles for 2 years.
That's and true. They even talked about the Germany years.
And right,
they,
and there's if you look quickly, you can see him in the back of one photo.
There are pictures of him.
He rated a mention.
That's a great point. One thing that struck me really quick, we got to get out, was that they're such great musicians.
Yeah.
What great, you know, they kept saying they couldn't hear themselves in these live concerts at the stadiums when they sounded great.
They were in key, they were in, I mean, I don't know.
They were such
honestly,
pros.
I don't know how you do it.
But 50 years later, I still feel the cruelty of not being a Beatle.
It really is. It's a shame.
Well, I think we could say James Rosen is the modern fifth Beatle.
Thank you, sir.
James Rosen, always a pleasure. The name, the book, again, is A Torch Kept Lit, The Great Lives of the 20th Century, a compendium of the writings of William F. Buckley. James, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, gentlemen.
It is 7:25. Now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, the sixth Beatle, Jamie Whitten, is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Can we keep Eleanor Rigby playing?
Sure.
Bring that up. And good news for commuters on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. All lanes have been reopened. That's been shut down for hours. We had a multi-car crash, an investigation. Southbound Baltimore-Washington Parkway no longer detoured in Laurel at 198. You can get through. Now we're just trying to flush out some of those delays on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. But obviously, with that closure in place, everyone is looking for an alternate over to Route 1, 95, and 29. So those roadways pick up the extra volume. So plan for that. 270 most of the way here through Urbana and down to the Beltway. Heavy morning rush hour commute with nothing reported along the way. Now 66. Finally, everything reopened at 50 Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, even the VDOT truck away gone from the shoulder. But it's overall slow through Manassas and then on the approach to 50, off and on up through to the Beltway. Update brought to you by the American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to 3 people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross and help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mainly clear and crisp mornings and sunny afternoons with temperatures hovering a couple degrees below normal right on through tomorrow. Sunshine with some afternoon clouds today, 67. Partial clouds tonight, 52. Sun and clouds tomorrow, 69. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 47 degrees at 727.
Meet your favorite celebrity chefs only at Live Casino. We're hosting appearances from celebrity chefs Todd English on October 7th, Buddy Valastro on October 14th, Bobby Flay on October 21st, and Pat Malakshmi on October 28th. Don't miss your chance to meet these culinary legends at Live Casino. For more information, visit MarylandLiveCasino.com. At Arundel Mills, must be 21. Please play responsibly. For help, visit MDGamblingHelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice. One that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can. Because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states. The one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Let's talk about home security for a moment. Ackerman Security Systems can protect your family with reliable, certified monitoring starting at the great price of $19.95 a month. So if you're paying $30, $40, or $50 a month, you need to stop doing that and make the switch to Ackerman. Start saving immediately. They're the only company with a guaranteed response time. They make it very easy to switch. You can leave your existing equipment in place. You can transfer over and get the peace of mind that comes with Ackerman monitoring starting at $19.95 a month. And Ackerman, well, it's Ackerman Security is all they do, and they do it better than anyone else. If you need another reason, here's one. Mention WMAL, and you'll get up to 3 months of monitoring free in the month of October. With daylight savings time ending, the sun setting earlier, and holiday travel just around the corner, make sure your home and family are protected with Ackerman. Call now and switch. Here's the number, 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070. Visit AckermanSecurity.com.
There's nothing like getting home from work and seeing a package you've ordered, but then discovering it's been stolen. Protect your packages. 7 on Your Side shows you how to outsmart porch pirates. Watch ABC 7 News at 6 tonight when you get home.
tonight. It's a whole new night of ABC Funny Premieres. Starting with The Middle on its new night.
They're growing up, moving on.
Good. That, it's American Housewife, the new comedy they're calling Flat Out Awesome.
The freezer? I asked you to hide the candy, not make it more delicious.
New time for Fresh Off the Boat in Taiwan with guest star Ken Jeong.
We flew direct.
And The Real O'Neals. New time. More What the Funny.
I'm just going to hop on the Rainbow Bat phone and call everyone.
Followed by Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Then watch ABC 7 News at 11 on your side. Seven on your side. Four little words
that pack a big punch.
That protect you from ripoffs. That spell bad news for the bad guys. When you have a problem that won't go away, turn to ABC 7 News and just say the words, seven on your side.
Coming up in the next half hour, Michael Dorso, he's the president of the Montgomery County School Board, and he defied Governor Hogan's order to have a school schedule that starts after Labor Day. He'll explain that action. And also Corey Stewart, who just got canned as the head of the Trump campaign in Virginia, and he'll explain his actions. We got a lot of explaining coming up after this.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. New this hour, U.S. Park Police have now reopened southbound Baltimore-Washington Parkway in Laurel after it was closed for several hours due to police activity. Police say the incident all started overnight with an armed robbery at the Tasty Diner in Laurel. Sergeant Anna Rose is with Park Police.
We received a call for an erratic driver on the southbound Baltimore-Washington Parkway south of Route 198. When we arrived on the scene, we came to find there had been several crashes and a vehicle had come to rest on the Big Patuxent overpass. The witnesses state that the driver of that car got out of the car and had a gun, fired at least one shot that didn't strike anyone or anything, and carjacks another vehicle.
But they, again, as we said, the southbound lanes of BW Parkway now reopened in Laurel. Jamie Witten will have the latest in her report just ahead. Donald Trump's campaign has fired its Virginia chairman, Corey Stewart, for leading a protest outside RNC headquarters to complain that the party establishment is undercutting Trump. But a defiant Stewart told ABC 7,
"If this helps in any way, shape, or form to cast light on this problem, on this betrayal by the RNC and the Republican establishment, then I'm fine with it."
And Corey Stewart will join us live in just a few minutes here on WMAL's Mornings on the Mall. Rescue workers who saved hundreds of North Carolina residents from floodwaters yesterday are back out there this morning.
North Carolina didn't get a direct hit from Hurricane Matthew, yet it is feeling the pain because of so much water that has drenched this state, and it has run off into the creeks, into the canals, and into the rivers, and it is now forcing people out of their homes.
Correspondent Stephanie Elam. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,329, the NASDAQ at 53,29. Sports, the Nats beat the Dodgers to go ahead 2-1 in the NLDS. The Giants beat the Cubs to stay alive. American League, the Indians finish off the Red Sox. Monday Night Football, Tampa Bay wins. NBA preseason, the Wizards lose to the Knicks. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey everybody, it's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. When it's time for you to sell, do what hundreds have already done. Vote your pocketbook and choose the number one hybrid agent in the DMV. Remember, we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
You could get your flu shot where you buy diapers and cat food, or you can just walk into Inova Urgent Care and get your flu shot with the confidence of having physicians on site. The quadrivalent flu shot protects against the four main flu viruses, twice as many strains as a traditional flu shot. Available at all 10 Inova Urgent Care locations across Northern Virginia. A proactive way to keep your family healthy. Just walk in or reserve your spot at inova.org/UCC. Inova. Join the future of health.
If you owe back taxes, there's a lot you need to know, starting with rule number one, don't mess with the IRS. They are cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, actively garnishing paychecks, levying bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. That's all true. But it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. You could qualify for a tax settlement that saves you thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like the award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will work to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Money doesn't come with instructions. That's why my wife Jean and I started Edelman Financial Services. At Edelman Financial, we're committed to serving your best interests. We started operating that way 30 years ago, and today we still do it the same way. Jean and I invite you to take advantage of my straightforward, common sense approach to financial planning to help you prepare for retirement and achieve all your financial goals. Come, let us help you with your financial planning and managing your investments, just as we've helped 30,000 other people just like you. We have 6 offices in Maryland and Northern Virginia, and you'll enjoy spending time with an Edelman financial planner. Just call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-752-6742. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
You've put it off long enough. Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. So call someone you can trust. Call Joe Hadid. And right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
735 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And watching the Baltimore-Washington Parkway improve southbound now that all lanes have been reopened. Still activity on the shoulders. Southbound Baltimore-Washington Parkway at 198. So have a little bit of volume remaining there. Obviously, with the closure that had been in place for hours, we still pick up a lot of the bailout traffic on our alternate routes, such as 95 as you push south of 100 down in toward Laurel, and on 29 as well, southbound down toward the Patuxent and into Burtonsville with the extra volume. So plan for that accordingly. Well, let's get you onto Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue. Earlier crash had been there. Dower House Road finally cleared. 66 eastbound. We are jammed through Manassas towards Centerville. East at 50 Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks. Incident's finally gone, but now we're focused on the incident on the shoulder right before you get to the Beltway for our 66 east commuters. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mainly clear and crisp mornings and sunny afternoons with temperatures hovering a couple degrees below normal right on through tomorrow. Sunshine with some afternoon clouds today, 67. Partial clouds tonight, 52. Sun and clouds tomorrow, 69. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 46 in Arlington, 37 in Silver Spring, 46 in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. 737 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up in a few minutes, we'll be talking to Corey Stewart. He was, until yesterday, the chair for the Trump campaign in the Commonwealth of Virginia, but he got fired because he held a protest outside RNC headquarters. We'll hear his side of the story and what he thinks should happen next, coming up in just a few minutes. Sarah Westwood with the Washington Examiner has a rundown at 8:05 of all of the big Hillary documents that have been leaking out and being dropped into the hopper. And at 8:35, Larry Kudlow. I'm Brian Wilson, alongside Larry O'Connor.
School districts across the state of Maryland are scrambling to put together their 2017-2018 school schedule to accommodate a new directive from Governor Hogan that says school must begin after Labor Day. Montgomery County is no exception, and they've put forth, well, 3 different proposals. One of the draft versions begins school after Labor Day and ends June 15th. The second also begins after Labor Day and ends June 20th. And the final schedule, the one that they actually voted on and have asked for an exception from Annapolis to allow them to use, begins August 28th. And ends on June 15th. Joining us right now to discuss these options is Michael Durso. He's the president of the and a school board member of the Montgomery County Public Schools. Thank you so much for joining us, sir.
No, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
And I set it up right? I got all the facts right?
Yes.
Okay.
That's That's a good summary.
Thank you. So the three versions that I pointed to, the first version has 21 holidays or non-instructional days or personal days in there. The second one has 23, and the last one has 25. It seems like this first one accommodates everything. It starts on September 5th, it ends on June 15th, and there are 21 personal days or holidays throughout the school year. Why isn't that preferable? It seems to fit in line with what the mandate is from Annapolis, and it works. Why are you pushing for this exception?
Well, the mandate from the governor some weeks ago, with the Labor Day, after Labor Day start, probably created more concern with the end of the school year, maybe more so even than the beginning. The real concern we have is kind of what's in the middle. And for many years, all of the state of Maryland, except one of our jurisdictions, has started either 1 week before Labor Day or about half the school system start 2 weeks. We feel that really is best as a local decision. One of the concerns that Labor Day to June 15th presents is there's really very little wiggle room for snow. And, of course, last several winters, we've had a number of days that end up having to either be waived or a combination of days being waived, days being added to the calendar. So for a number of reasons, the board felt yesterday, and we're aware of parental concerns and an interest in a after Labor Day start, but we felt that starting before Labor Day dealt with all of the different issues that go into the calendar. It's a much more complex situation than just when we start and when we end.
It is complex, and I have a child in Montgomery County Schools, so I pay close attention to your calendar. I see that looking at the proposed calendar that you want to go forward, I see four early release days, I see four professional days, I see three non-instructional days that are not tied to holidays, it seems. And I'm just wondering why you can't give up some of that to make it all fit. And then if it does snow, then you go back to the state and you say, well, I know you want us to be out by a certain date, but we can't make that because we've had so much snow, and then they have to deal with the exception.
No, understood. Keep in mind, though, that a number of these days are contractual. So we have negotiations. Actually, we're getting ready to go into a negotiation period right now with our three associations, but some of those days are...
The professional days are contractual, right?
Correct.
And the non-instructional days are contractual, right?
Correct.
And so why can't you then go and say, the governor has put down a new mandate and we need to renegotiate our contract?
Well, but we don't want to be in a position where we... and our contract goes through this school year, so to be accurate in just eliminating some of those days. And let's also put in perspective the professional days that our teachers have. We put a lot of pressure on our teachers, and rightly so, and we think they do a commendable job. Most organizations, I'm not sure if yours is one, but most professional organizations spend a considerable amount of time in developing their professional staff, some maybe as much as a quarter. You know, we have the number of days you mentioned, four or five at the beginning, one at the end of each quarter, where we're expecting teachers to do a number of things that being in a school classroom still dealing with their students just becomes very impractical. So I think the other piece we need to understand is starting school that week later does create some problems with parents for daycare. We talk about extending the summer vacation, which is attractive to many, but we must keep in mind a lot of our families don't ever take a vacation. And so to have the students home for another week, and let's just hope nothing happens, especially if there are no supervisors, makes it very difficult.
The Montgomery County School District is not in the job of babysitting or providing daycare. That's certainly not your responsibility. Your responsibility is to educate the children. We're almost out of time, but what's your response to people who are wondering why other school districts across the state have been able to get this done, but Montgomery County is asking for an exception?
Well, I'm not sure other school systems have got it done. There's a wide variety of opinions on this, and right now it's pretty much still up in the air. In about 2 weeks, on the 25th, the state board will be taking up this issue, and then we'll be in a position to accept waivers. So I think from now until then, and maybe a little bit after, it could easily vary from locale to locale.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there, but
all right.
we'll see how this develops. Thank you for joining us, as always, Mr. Durso.
Sure. To be continued.
Yes,
thanks.
Michael Durso, president of the Montgomery County Public Schools.
It's 744.
Have you scheduled your annual heating system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual heating system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 heating system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
It's finally time. Is it finally time for you to downsize from your existing home? A lot of people go through that. Art and Judy of Potomac, Maryland, decided it was the right time for them. After 40 years in their home, they wanted to simplify their lives. So they listed with Frank Prindle of RE/MAX Allegiance. Frank's incredible marketing system resulted in multiple offers, and within 3 days, their home sold for top dollar. Art and Judy's decision to work with Frank Prindle provided them with absolute peace of mind. You see, there is no risk to working with Frank. He will sell your home for a price and a deadline that you both agree upon, or Frank will buy it guaranteed. Plus, Frank sells homes faster and on average for 8% more money than other local agents get. Frank's innovative system for selling homes is often imitated, but do not be fooled. There is only one Frank Prindle. Take my advice. Call the only agent I would call if I were going to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538. Online at itrustfrank.com.
7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66 eastbound prior to the Beltway. We still have some accident activity, even though it's out of the travel lanes. On the shoulder, definitely our focal point and our distraction there. On the Beltway in Virginia, coming out of Newington, heavy heading toward the Wilson Bridge on that outer loop side as you head toward Telegraph Road. Crash was along the left side. To the Wilson Bridge out of Maryland, your delay is almost back into Route 5 Branch Avenue. Trying to get back to normal and a better pace, but recovering. Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue near Dower House Road. We had a long-standing incident on the shoulder. I've been waiting for a tow truck, and that caused our big delays. Now, police at the scene tell me everything is gone. Open the Baltimore-Washington Parkway now. Southbound, no longer a closure or detour. All lanes open in Laurel, each direction on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Some beautiful fall-like weather here over the next few days. 67, a few afternoon clouds and sunshine today. Tonight down near 52, partial clouds. Tomorrow clouds and sunshine with a high near 69. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it's 47 degrees at 7:47. Corey Stewart is the chairman of the Prince William County Board of Supervisors, and also up until yesterday afternoon, he was the chairman of the Virginia campaign to elect Donald Trump president. But he got, he went rogue yesterday. Did a protest in front of the RNC headquarters in D.C. He was warned, if you keep this up, David Bossie, actually, with the Trump campaign, said, if you keep this up, you're fired. And, we had that apprentice moment. I don't think Donald Trump didn't actually call you to tell you you're fired, right, Corey?
No, Mr. Trump.
Because that would put you right up there with Omarosa and, all the celebrity apprentice. So what were you thinking, right, man? What were you doing there going rogue like this? What happened yesterday?
Well, look, here's the situation. The RNC is not behind Mr. Trump. The Republican establishment is clearly not behind Mr. Trump. And we held this to try to put pressure on the RNC and the Republican establishment to put the money back. And what had happened was that money that was raised by Mr. Trump for the Trump campaign, and it was done with a joint fundraising agreement with RNC, is being diverted out of Virginia because we don't have a significant down-ticket race. We don't have a U.S. Senate race, and so therefore they've moved the money out of Virginia. We don't even have signs in Virginia.
Hold on, this is important. This is really important to get specifics. You're telling me that the RNC has moved money out of the Virginia campaign. When did this happen, and how much money are you talking about?
It's been happening. It's tens of millions of dollars. It's been happening since last September, when a lot of RNC operatives have made their way into the Trump campaign. There was an agreement, a joint fundraising agreement that was signed earlier in the summer. And after that happened, the understanding was that we would help raise money for this for the joint fundraising entity, and that money would be spent in Virginia for the Trump campaign.
Mm-hmm.
So we've raised a lot of money, but the RNC has, since September, has been moving that out of Virginia to other states where there are U.S. Senate races.
Well, why do you think that is? I mean, could it have something to do with the fact that many people believe that Virginia is not gettable right now? I mean, most of them, I'm looking at polls. I'm looking at 1, 2, 3, 4 polls. They have Hillary Clinton up between 6% and 9%, and those are recent polls. I mean, have they made a decision, as campaigns often do? I need to put the money where I have a real shot?
Well, because they weren't even doing it when we were closer. And here's the situation. Look, it was in the Wall Street Journal 3 days ago, reporting, you know, Ryan Priebus, head of the RNC, is quoted by a good source that they were going to move the money into the states where there was significant down-ticket races. Why? Because the Republican establishment is undermining the Trump campaign. They frankly don't want him to win. That is the truth. They've made that fairly clear. And that just confirmed it in that Wall Street Journal article 3 days ago.
All right. Well, we have to leave it there, sadly. But you're in the news, and we appreciate you being here to sort of explain what happened, Corey Stewart. And you're still going to volunteer, though, for the Trump campaign, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, I'm loyal to Mr. Trump. Right. We need him. Well, and nothing's going to stop that.
All right. Corey Stewart, thanks for joining us, sir.
Thanks, Corey.
It's 7:50 on WMAL.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. I invite you to join me on the stand-up tour.
Join Dr. David Jeremiah for a free live event in Washington, D.C., featuring a Bible-strong message and worship led by special musical guest Charles Billingsley, featuring L.U. Praise. We'll see you October 20th at the Verizon Center in Washington, D.C. Request your free tickets today by visiting davidjeremiah.org/standup.
All right, I got to tell you about this new Esotique XV from Chamonix. Man, this stuff is incredible. Esotique, so you've heard us talk about Esotique for years from Chamonix. This is the lotion that put them on the map. Well, this is the fourth generation of Esotique. It's so advanced, it makes the look of crow's feet, laugh lines, forehead wrinkles, a thing of the past. And it's got this cutting-edge combination of plant stem cell therapy and natural peptides, these key ingredients that also target skin redness and even old scars. And That all sounds miraculous, right? But it's not. There's science behind it. But here is a miracle. If you call right now, you can try Esotique XV for an entire month for free. That's right. All you pay is a shipping fee, and Chamonix is going to get you the brand new Esotique XV to experience in the comfort of your own home. You'll see lines, wrinkles, and redness disappear off your face, or you won't pay a darn thing. They're also going to throw in as a free gift the new Liposomal Deep Firming Serum. This stuff is amazing. You put a couple of drops of this stuff on your skin, on your face, and you can feel it working in a second. It's a free gift just for trying Esotique XV. Here's the number, 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. If you don't look 20 years younger, you won't pay. How about that for a deal? 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720.
The national debt is $19 trillion and growing, threatening to harm our economy. In just over a decade, interest on the debt will be our third largest federal program. That's just the interest. What does this mean for our future generations? If we don't solve our debt problem, good-paying jobs could disappear, wages could fall, and money for important programs like education, infrastructure, and R&D will shrink. What's the good news? There's still time for a solution, and many good ideas exist to put our debt on a sustainable path. At the Peter G. Peterson Foundation, we're working to get candidates from both parties talking about solutions, and we need your help. Ask the candidates today for a plan to address the national debt. Just visit askforaplan.org. That's askforaplan.org. Together we can secure our future. Paid for by the Peter G. Peterson Foundation.
What secrets lie in the heart of men in Wall Street? Only Chuck Kamlick knows at the CNBC News Desk.
And we have lots of them today. Stocks looking at a modest loss this morning. If you think that's bad, it's peanuts compared to Samsung. Their stock fell again today, wiping out $17 billion of its market value. Samsung now permanently pulling the plug on the Galaxy Note 7, which can catch fire. And if you've got a Galaxy Note 7, the company says, shut it off, don't use it again. Small business owner optimism fell last month. The trade group blames concerns about credit costs or fears of rising interest rates. For the second time in a month, Bluebell is pulling all flavors of ice cream that contain cookie dough on listeria fears. Fiat Chrysler and the Canadian Auto Workers Union struck a tentative contract deal last night. A strike in Canada would have put a dent in the production of Chrysler minivans and the new Chrysler Pacifica. And Rome has officially pulled out of the running to host the 2024 Olympics. The city's mayor says the cost of the games would bury Rome in piles of debt and tons of cement. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
It's 7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Beltway still have a lane blocked if you're heading to the Wilson Bridge. So leaving Springfield on the outer loop, Eisenhower Avenue, stay right to get by the crash, but that is a continuous delay coming out of Newington. On the Interloop side, normal stop and go through Annandale and then from near the toll road to the American Legion Bridge. George Washington Parkway, very slow. Your delay is beginning south of 123 and pretty solid heading onto the inbound Key Bridge, northbound side of the George Washington Parkway, north of the Key Bridge with the volume. Baltimore Washington Parkway, your lanes have been reopened each direction at 198. You can get through. And on Metro Rail, Green Line trains continue to single track between Greenbelt and College Park. Unscheduled track repairs. Expect delays for the Green Line commute there. Update brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures will be in the upper 60s today and tomorrow. Clear start to the day today with some high clouds this afternoon. Let's make it 67. Tonight, partial clouds, 52. Suburbs a little cooler. Sunshine with some clouds tomorrow up near 69. Even warmer, mid-70s by Thursday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it's 47 degrees at 7:57.
Here's a question. When something changes, can it stay the same and get better at the same time? For instance, what if you and your wife go back to the beach where you spent your honeymoon, but upgrade to a 4-star hotel? See? Same, but better. Here's another example. The Mutual Fund Store has joined forces with Financial Engines, and we changed our name. Now as Financial Engines, many things are staying exactly the same. You'll still get the same personalized retirement planning from a trusted advisor who sits on your side of the table as a fiduciary doing what's right for you. But you'll also get more options, more resources and more powerful research to help you get where you want to go, especially if it's that certain beach for your second honeymoon. But you need to take that first step. Let us show you how Financial Engines can deliver a great plan that makes all the difference. Visit FinancialEngines.com today.
This is Brad Garner with Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit FinancialEngines.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I'm here to talk to you about a sensitive topic, sleep apnea, and the stress it causes in your life and even in your relationships. CPAP is the first-line treatment for people with sleep apnea, but studies show that over half of the people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. If sleep apnea is causing stress in your relationships and you haven't found relief with CPAP, it's time you learned more about Inspire. Inspire Therapy is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Over 100 leading medical centers, including several right here in the Washington area, are now offering Inspire Therapy to treat your sleep apnea. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
Do you have faith in our government to protect your savings in retirement? Can a cashless society strip you of all your financial privacy overnight? And what devastating economic changes might occur in Obama's final months, huh? You thought about what he's going to do? With world financial events spinning out of control, a great withdrawal is underway, which could wipe out your hard-earned savings and prohibit access to your own money. There's a free book, The Great Withdrawal, and in it you will discover a simple way to protect your hard-earned money from out-of-control government. Call 1-800-289-2646. 1-800-289-2646 to get your free copy. Time is running out. Withdraw from the system now and take control of your own financial future. I want you to call 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. Get and read The Great Withdrawal today. Free, free, free by calling 1-800-289-2646 or visit greatwithdrawal.com.
Coming up on WMAL.
Sarah Westwood with the Washington Examiner has been on top of the story about all of the documents